Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
session.
Okay.
Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Praise be to the May Allah bless you with a good lecture.
Thank you, my brother. I'm glad we could connect. Wa alaikum assalam. So we're getting ready to be started here in just another minute or so, inshallah. Thank you for supporting us.
Okay, I put myself on mute. I'm on mute.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Whoever's listening, listeners on the line, please stay on the line just another moment or so. We're going to get started. The Jumma here is going to call the Adhan and Stephen Adhan and go ahead and get started. We appreciate you joining us today. And this is a great blessing from Allah. Today, we're here in Los Angeles, California. I'm your speaker today, Muhammad Khatib. And our meeting today is being broadcast from the Veterans Hospital. And today is January 20th, Friday. And on the Islamic calendar, this is Jamada al-Akhirah, or the second Jamada. And the day, that's the month. And the day is the 27th. So this is the year 1444 in the Islamic calendar. And on the Gregorian calendar, January 20th, it's 2023. We want to give everybody the greeting. And we're standing by for the adhan to be called. That's the announcement that all the Muslims make before our prayers. And as I mentioned, we're at the prayer today, the Friday prayer, Jumu'ah prayer, we call it. And the Jumu'ah prayer is when all of the Muslims stop what they're doing and make their way to the group meeting, the congregational prayer meeting, a large gathering, or it might be a small one, for all of the Muslims to worship Allah sincerely, to praise Him on Friday. That's the day that we all come together and do that as a group, a collective meeting. And the Jumu'ah is collective prayer. So all of the people stop what they're doing. And we come together to our meeting places to have the Jumu'ah prayer. So welcome once again. And we're going to call the second adhan in just a moment and go ahead and get started in our prayer. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, hold on, don't hang up. Yes. Hello. Assalamu alaikum, stay on the line, please. Alhamdulillah. Glad you made it. Alhamdulillah. We'll be waiting. Just a moment. Don't hang up.
Has it started yet?
No, we're getting ready to start. Just a minute. The ma'am's going to call the van. But say assalamu alaikum to Brother Sacramento. Say assalamu alaikum to the Brother Sacramento.
Okay.
Oh, I was just saying. Say assalamu alaikum to the brothers who are in Sacramento. They're on the line with you. I think they got their phone on hold. They can hear you, though. Okay, stay on the line, please. Everybody now? You're on the line. Everybody, put your phones on the hold. The man's going to call their name. Thank you. Brothers and sisters, peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. We are so happy today to be able to observe the Jumu'ah prayer at this beautiful facility, the Veterans Administration Hospital. Thank Allah for his mercy, his help. We thank Allah for his forgiveness. We're going to open up the Jumu'ah today with the Khutbah al-Hajjah. This is the legitimate opening that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that means prayers and peace be upon him, used to open up the Jumu'ah. And it goes as follows. Stay on the line. Don't hang up. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. And in the translation into English from Arabic, it says, praise be to Allah. We seek his help and forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our souls, our own souls, and from our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides will never be led astray, and whomsoever Allah leaves astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the one and only. He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad, the prophet, peace be upon him, prayers and peace be upon him, is Allah's servant and his messenger. Ameen. Brothers and sisters, we are grateful to Allah for guiding us and helping us. Right now, the world is under a lot of pressure. The people are under a lot of pressure. The world we thought was going to be so comfortable for us, or in some cases, sometimes it is comfortable. We find out that it can be turbulent at times, and that our abilities to handle our life goes up and down. And we are tested. Other times our faith get weak. We ask Allah to strengthen us. And don't think you're the only one feeling that way. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the prayers and peace be upon him, the messenger of Allah, our guide, our model for how to behave as a human being, goes up and down. And he was tested severely, more severely than any of us are tested. He was more tested and passed more tests and was more successful and accomplished than anybody else on earth. But he was more tested, and the things he went through were worse than anybody else on earth ever went through. And he passed all the tests. He was successful at overcoming every obstacle with the help of Allah. All of this is with Allah's help. He's called the sweetheart of Allah. Allah loves him more than he loves anyone else. And he was so successful as a human being, and even as a messenger of Allah, he was more successful than any other messenger. I'm talking about Moses, Jesus, Abraham, Adam, any of them. He was more successful than any of them. He was so successful in his missions and his ability to overcome obstacles and tremendous trials that he is called Khair Mursaleen. He is the best of all of the messengers that Allah created. He is the best human being and the most successful human being that ever lived. So a lot of times we go through something and, man, it hurts. We be in pain, physical pain, mental pain, spiritual pain, worrying, stressed out, crying, whining. Oh, I can't make it. Oh, I can't do this. I can't go through this. Well, you just think about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I was talking to a brother the other day, and he was complaining about his leg pains. And I said, man, I know it hurts. To you, you know, that's your body. I know it hurts. And I said, but what about so-and-so? And the one he was talking about, the one we were talking about, he has no legs. And it didn't just poof and he has no legs. I mean, that man lost his legs in a tremendous way. And then he had to go through all that pain and that suffering and that rehab and psychological tests. And psychological and the doubts. And so we have to keep try to handle life and realize it won't be forever. The pain won't be forever, and our tests won't be forever. What we're going through won't be forever. Sometimes a situation could come to you, and Allah will take that situation away so fast or help you handle it so smooth, you forget what you were going through. You say, oh, man, I forgot how painful that was. I forgot about that day, or I forgot about this. Well, we have to give ourselves to Allah. We have to pray more. And, you know, this is the religion of many things, wonderful things, good things, all the good things. But we have to remember that this is the religion of no doubt. Get rid of that doubt. It is the religion of, number one, faith. Keep your faith in Allah and ask Allah to keep things away from you that make you think that you can't handle what is going on in your life, that you can't handle being a continuing and an ongoing worshiper of Allah. You have to worship Allah and you have to thank Allah. You have to be grateful to Allah. You have to quit worrying and stressing and letting stuff, let the world will turn you out. Shaitan promised. He asked Allah's permission to basically wipe us out or make us zombies. We're alive. He didn't ask Allah to let him kill us. But he asked Allah to give him time to just bother us and worry us and bring us all kinds of doubts and make us, this is the thing, to put so much doubt in us that we become ungrateful for our life. We become ungrateful for the favors of Allah. We become ungrateful to Allah. And Allah says, when you get like that, he will destroy you. Or actually, you'll destroy yourself. Because he says that if any are grateful, he will add more for them. But he says the reason that people lose their life and lose their faith and lose their opportunities and lose their worship and lose their relationship with Allah is because they are ungrateful. So no matter what you're going through, but no matter what we're going through, be thankful to Allah that it's not worse.
Tell yourself you can handle it. Think about people who've gone through worse and you didn't feel it, but those were their legs or their heart or their mind. But realize that there are people who go through stuff worse than you. And when you can't think of anybody you know that has gone through something worse than you, then think about Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because for sure, he has gone through more stuff and more pain, more suffering, more worries, more fears, even doubts. Allah told him, don't be doubtful. Don't follow the footsteps of Shaitan. Don't give your mind to Shaitan. He said, whenever a suggestion from Satan to make you ungrateful to Allah comes to you, he says, seek refuge with Allah. He says, I can't say it in English right now. I know it, but I forget it sometimes. In my yanzagannaka mina shaitani nazgun fasta is bilah. I'm learning Arabic and I'm learning English, and sometimes I forget what the verse is in both of them. So I don't stress too hard about that. But keep on trying to grow and develop and get past these obstacles. Allah had to tell Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had to show him the book or the revelation in which there's no doubt. There's no doubt in the revelation, but the revelation itself would strengthen us. Allah said in the Quran, it strengthens you. It guides you, gives you guidance towards what's right, gives you guidance to think right, to see the right way, to take the right way of looking at. Allah says, "La yatunika bi mathalin illa jiknaka bil haqqi wa ahsana tafsira." That there's no question and no concern, no question that could come up except that Allah reveals the truth about it and the best way of seeing it, or the best way of explaining it, is what it said in the Quran, but the best way of seeing things. And that this whole religion has no doubt in it. This revelation has healing in it, has guidance in it, healing in it, it has direction in it, has everything we need to be successful as human beings. That's what we want to be. We want to be human beings. We know we got to go through stuff. Plants go through stuff. Animals go through stuff. Humans go through stuff. But the human being is a conscious being. Allah has given him information that helps him deal with it. When a dog gets hurt, all he can do is holler. He can't reason with himself. He got to take that suffering. But the human being, Allah has given him answers. Allah has given him another way of looking at things. Allah has given him a comfort for his mind. Allah has given him assurance for his life. And we have to accept that if we're going to be Muslims. If we're going to be believers, we have to accept the word of Allah. We have to accept the direction that Allah has given us. And we have to bow down humbly to Allah and seek Allah's help, seek Allah's forgiveness, praise Allah so that we realize his favor, that things are not worse than they are, and realize that Allah does favor us. He has promised that. He has promised to help us like he helped those before us. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَأَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ The way he helped those before us. كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ before you. So we have to, Allah says he has promised to the believers that he would establish them in life or establish them in our way of life and our culture like he established those before us. The believers before us have been successful for over 1,400 years. I'm talking about the ones under Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But people have been successful, human beings have been successful since the days of our father Adam, since the beginning. When Shaitan tried to get him and Shaitan asked Allah's permission to try to get all the rest of us, he said he will come to the sons of Adam and he will whisper to them, suggest to them to be ungrateful to Allah, to suggest to them to take something else in worship instead of Allah. And some people just say, they say they can't feel comfortable. They don't have the money. They can't feel comfortable. They don't have the housing. They can't feel comfortable if they don't have all the fine things. They can't feel comfortable if they don't have the most beautiful woman. They can't feel comfortable if they don't feel like they the kingpin or the power in the world. Yes. And they want to share. Those are the friends of Satan. See, Satan is the one who blows all these lies into the minds of men. And then you got evil ones or people who become evil ones, and they will crush others to get those things that Shaitan says they need. Allah says in the Holy Quran that He is the provider, Al-Razak. He is the provider, and He will give you what you need. And that He will give you forgiveness, and He will give you risk. He will give you, and I don't mean chances, I'm talking about risk means the provisions that you need. Yes, yes. So we have to be those who ask Allah for His help, His forgiveness, His mercy, and His all of the provisions that He wants to give us. And we have to ask Allah to bless us to stop that sinning, stop that taking all those chances. That's the risk we take. I'm talking about what they say in the world, the risk of taking too many chances. Yes, we got to stop testing out the life of the world in any way that is not ordered by Allah. When we read the Quran, when we follow the Prophet, the prayer and the peace be upon him, we are following the certain way, the real way, the way that cannot and does not fail. It has not failed believers since the beginning. Shaitan has tried to take all of mankind out, but Allah let us make it. By his mercy, we have survived. But Allah doesn't want us just to survive. He wants us to improve. He wants to improve ourselves. Allah says, Sayadihi wa yuslihu balahum, that he will guide you. He will guide them and improve their condition. That's who we want to be. We want to be the people who are guided to that which is right, that which is best. And we want our condition to be improved and improved and improved. And we get that through keeping faith in Allah and through keeping up our morality, our decency. Keep being good. Keep being salihin. Keep doing being a muhsin, someone who does so much good. He's so good that it's like he's standing in front of Allah. He's so good, and you know how you would act if the one who has the power to obliterate you, disintegrate you, zap you immediately for whatever mistake you make, if you were standing in front of that being, you know how you would behave. You would have fear. You would have obedience. You would be wanting to be so innocent. You know, I wish I could be a baby again. Allah says, a verse of the Quran says, if you keep doing wrong, he said he'll make you wish that the earth was one with you, that you didn't even exist. You was just dirt. You just be just blameless, innocent. I'm dirt. I didn't do nothing wrong. But you're the earth that can walk, conscious earth. A human being is made out of the earth, and Allah has given you all kinds of faculties and abilities. Allah has given you all kinds of powers. And he's given you, it says in the Holy Quran, that he's given you the ability to handle your situation, to handle life, to handle life. So هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ظلوما. And هو الذي جعل لكم خليفة الأرض. He has made you a leader. He has made you responsible. He wants you to be his caretaking agent in an environment that can be managed. That's what it's talking about. That you can, that mankind's mind is designed by Allah to be able to handle anything happening in the earth. That's what that verse is talking about. All we need to do is study how Allah wants us to handle it and do it. See how Allah wants us to manage our life, and it's all in the Holy Quran. It's all in the life of Prophet Muhammad SAW. What did he have? He had faith in Allah. He had faith in Allah. So you keep your faith in Allah, you learn what Allah wants you to do, and you do it. And that attitude, that behavior, that obedience, that obedient behavior made Prophet Muhammad SAW the number one human being on the earth. And it will manage you too. It will handle you too. It will help you too. It will guide, that guidance will come to you, and you'll be able to just, all of a sudden, Prophet Muhammad SAW said, you'll be helped by angels. You'll see angels in the environment like you see people. What is it talking about? Crystal clear beings or something, or white beings, or something strange and weird? No, it's talking about the forces will connect to you. The beings that Allah uses to handle the whole creation, they will start working for you and be available for you. Allah will make them do that for you. So you'll start seeing angels. You'll get connections and miracles in your life, signs in your life coming to you made just for you because of your faith in Allah. Allah says he will guide them because of their faith. Talking about us. Yeah. Allah says he'll give you special blessings, special blessings. Says that the believers are those who, when they think about Allah, says that in their hearts, say their hearts feel a special condition. Sometimes a quivering, sometimes a quaking, sometimes just it starts pounding. Yes, you'll feel something in your heart. Yeah. Wa either tuliyat alayhim ayatuhu zadatuhum imanan. And when the signs of Allah rehearse to you, you'll start, your faith will increase. Your faith will increase. So when Allah sends you, reflect on Allah, your faith will increase and you will feel in your heart relief, blessings in your life. I can't remember the whole verse, but that's what it's talking about. And it says that the believers are those who I can't remember the verse, but when you study a lot and you have a lot of choices in your mind, and sometimes you also get the confusion too. So we ask Allah to guide us and let us not be confused. But inshallah, it'll come to me. But we should study the Arabic. If we don't know it in Arabic, try to think about what it means in English. One good way to learn the Arabic is when you read the Quran in verses, you say, oh, what a verse. Once you learn it in English, try to learn it in Arabic too, because Allah says inside the Arabic is the healing. The English doesn't have the healing in it, but the Arabic does. That's Allah's revelation that he has sent to us. And Allah asks us to learn it. And we want to do that. And Allah says he has sent that as beautiful language. Beautiful language. And when we die and we return to Allah, Allah says for all of the Arabic, all of the Quran, talking about the Holy Quran, for all of the Quran that we learned, it will draw us up near and nearer to Allah. It will, alhamdulillah. And so all praise to Allah. We want to do that. I'm no greater, no better than anyone else, but I'll tell you who I'm trying to save. I'm trying to save myself, and that's what we all are here to do. So let us not worry, and let us not be caught up in sinfulness. Allah says if you had sins as big as the earth, he has forgiveness greater than that. If you got mistakes and sins, Allah says there's 10 kinds of sins. There's sins you could do and you don't even know them. The old sin, the new sin, the biggest sin, the smallest sin, the one you did on purpose, the one you did accidentally, the one you know you did, the one you don't know you did, the one you did in public, and the one you did in private. Prophet Muhammad says there's 10 kinds of sins, and it says if you make prayer sincerely to Allah, Allah forgive all those kinds of sins. He can forgive those kinds of sins. So brothers and sisters, let us be obedient to Allah, and we thank Allah for guiding us, and we're going to go into the second part of the talk, and I hate to forget my Arabic, and may Allah forgive me and have mercy upon me, and may you excuse me. We're going to go into the second part of the talk, alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Don't hang up. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala al-khayr al-mursaleen Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillah. And that means that we seek Allah's mercy and forgiveness and his help. And peace be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's the best of all of the prophets. And peace be upon his family and his companions. Ameen. Wa idha almost came to me, alhamdulillah. But brothers and sisters, we thank Allah for guiding us and helping us and strengthening us and given us the strength to obey him and seek out the Jummah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this is the best day of the week, best day. It's better than the Eids. So we go to the Jummah, and it's for our own good. It strengthens us, and it separates us from the world, from the society. Protects us. It's a protection for us because we're here to hear the word of Allah. And the most important things that we can say at the Jummah
are the verses of the Holy Quran. Wa'iza tuliyat, wa'iza, oh, it almost came to me, alhamdulillah. I'm one of those people who I don't like to give up. And I thank Allah for making me a Muslim, because that means that same trait is in me about this religion. And I hope it's in you. So be strong and fight against the friends of Satan. We're surrounded by them in the life of this world. Allah says that he has made jinn and men and jinn for nobody, for nothing else but his worship. This, that he is, it says, khalaqtu, khalaqtu, wa ma khalaqtu al-jinna wal-insa illa liya'buduni, that Allah has not made jinn or men except for his worship and his service. So no matter what manner of being we are, we owe our worship to Allah. We owe our obedience to Allah. We owe our worship to Allah. And he has given us guidance on how to perform in the person of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't worship him. We follow him as a human being, because he is the model of how the human being should be behaving as he walks on the earth. Imagine what a wonderful life this would be if everybody just a little bit tried to be Muslim. If they try to do what the Muslims do, and you've got some ways of life or some religions and some groups that they'll take a little bit of what we do as Muslims, but they don't want to do it all the way. Now, I ain't no Muslim, but I like this part. I like that part. Well, Allah tells the Muslims to do what we're supposed to do, and he tells us all to do it. He tells us to do it as a group, so we end up being the best people walking this earth. We end up being the people who are made, that he is, Allah has made us to be an example for the rest of the people on the earth. We bow together. We stop what we're doing on Jummah, and we come on Jummah or Friday, and we come together all over the earth. All over the earth on Friday, the Muslims are gathering. All 2 billion of them, 2,000 million Muslims on the earth are stopping what they're doing, and they're turning all their attention to Allah. And Allah says, no matter where you are on the earth, face his house, the Kaaba. Face the house. We're not facing the ground. They call it the sacred precincts. But we're facing the reason it's the sacred precincts of the earth is because of the Kaaba, the house of Allah on earth. And it was dedicated by Abraham and his son Ishmael. And even Adam has been known to have built a place of worship on that spot or in that area. And it was built and dedicated to the worship of Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth. So no matter where we are on the earth, no matter where we are on the earth, we turn, when it's prayer time, we stop and we face the Kaaba. And we all over the earth, all of the Muslims are facing the Kaaba, and that's where that's the direction we offer our prayers. Some people might say, well, what about Jerusalem? Because I know people that tell me all the time, I talk to some of the Christian people, they turn to Jerusalem. I say, Allah likes the Kaaba. He recommends or commanded, actually. He designated the Kaaba as more important than facing Jerusalem. We face the house of Allah in Mecca. We don't face the Jerusalem mosque to make salat. So that is designated for all of the Muslims. We pray together all over. We do the same wudu, something so similar, even if there's some slight variation, it's so similar you recognize it as belonging to the Muslim community, the Muslim ummah, the Muslim culture. We fast in the month of Ramadan. Number one is we worship Allah. We don't join any partners with him. So it's the creator, purely. It's the creator that we worship. He is the al-Baal. He's pure. He has no flaws. Al-Qudus, he is the loving one and the pure one. We pray to Allah, the Holy One, and he has no partner. All of the Muslims believe this. All of the Muslims turn. All of the Muslims wash for prayer. All of the Muslims have do the prayer the same, so similar that you know it's Islam. We call our religion al-Islam. We believe in Muhammad. I don't care what so-called sect they are. They can't leave our Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the messenger of Allah.
And they, many of them, some of them want to include others with that, but he is the messenger of Allah. He is the one that the Quran was revealed to, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if you believe in Allah and you believe in the Muhammad and you make the five prayers and you're giving the zakat, the charity, and you fast in the month of Ramadan, and you make the trip to Mecca, the journey to Mecca once in a lifetime, if it's affordable for you and your will, then you are Muslim. I don't care whatever else you're trying to put with it, and it's a sin to try to put anything else with it. We got a name for it. We got a name, bid'ah. And if it gets too severe, then we call it shirk. But if you keep those five principles, those five pillars of the religion, you are Muslim. And I don't care what you your so-called sect is, you are Muslim, and Allah will judge you. I'm not your judge. Nobody's your judge but Allah. But you better be fearful, because Allah says he counts obedience and purity. He counts that you as he observes you. He will observe you. It says in the Quran, he will observe you and see how much you want to be a Muslim, how much you want to worship him, and how much you match up with what with the performance of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as his follower. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, we're going to close. I thank Allah for guiding us and for blessing us, way of life. And we're going to close. Alhamdulillah. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabiyya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ibrahim fil alamin innaka Hamidum Majid. Rabbana aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfina fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawmil kafirin. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Alhamdulillah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي الدين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا ذكر الله فإذا قلوبهم
Appreciate you, everyone.
Everyone, that's on the line, and we appreciate you being here today. May Allah bless each and every one of you. Oh, and those who are ill, in the hospital or ill, may Allah bless you and to get back on your feet and have mercy upon you. And those who have returned to Him, we ask Allah's forgiveness for you and have mercy upon you and admit you into the paradise. So, may Allah forgive me for forgetting. May Allah bless each and every one of you, and thank you again for joining us here at the Yuma, at the Veterans Administration Hospital. And we appreciate you, Blog Talk Radio, and support for Brother Amin Yasir Muhammad and his staff for helping us and supporting us through all these years of supporting the Yuma. So, inshallah, we'll talk to you all soon. May Allah bless each and every one of your families. And stay strong on the deen. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar.